This is a Wednesday, and Wednesday, Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, the founder of the American Liberty Center. And Lori can be heard on 94.9 on Sundays, one of our stations, from 1 until 3. And we've got quite a subject this morning, why the state's gender expression guidelines discriminate and endanger girls. Lori, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
And my partner here is...
Hi, Lori, good morning. Paul
Pacelli. ...waiting to talk as well.
Yep. So, Lori, you know, we have this scenario here, and it's come to the headlines nationally, internationally, with a cycling competition, an American woman not happy that she had to compete against a transgender female. We saw this happen in the state high school girls track championships here in Connecticut a few months ago. So I know this is an issue that you take great interest in.
Well, right now it's very pertinent because the Trump administration is trying to redefine the whole transgender identity in federal law, because the Obama administration had written this in, if you remember, the bathroom issue became, the toilets and the showers became the issue. But what people didn't know was that this verbiage was written into Obamacare, ACA, and it's creating havoc across the country right now. There are so many claims of discrimination, and no one knows what to do about it, because it is, you know, this is the government defying God and nature, natural law. And you can't do that. It will never work. It won't matter. What laws they shove down our throat, they're not going to change the fact that God created man and woman. And there's two genders. They're trying to say there's 23 genders. And they're trying to say that any day you wake up in the state of Connecticut, any child decides that they want to become, in their mind, a boy become a girl become a boy, they don't have to have an operation, they don't have to take a chemical, they don't have to do anything. They have to just wake up and say, I don't identify as Johnny anymore, I want to identify as Joanne. And every teacher in school has to step up and placate that child's mental illness, and they have to allow that child to use, so Johnny can go into the girl's shower room. It's in the state of Connecticut, no school can deny a man in a woman's shower stall.
Yeah,
no one can deny any of that.
Go ahead, Brad.
No, I'm now, number one, in schools today, you're saying here that they can just walk in. I mean, it isn't just like that.
To have any kind of biological testing. They don't have to have anything that says that they're... See, this is where they're destroying terminology. The terminology that they use, and they have redefined, just like the term, and, you know, what does sex mean today? Mm-hmm. They're saying sex is the genitalia. That's what the progressive liberals want us to understand. The gender does not mean what we think.
That's what the progressive liberals want, but that is not what the general people of America want. Let's put it that way.
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services right now is spearheading efforts to establish a new legal definition of sex under Title IX of the federal civil rights law that bans gender discrimination in education programs that receive government financial assistance. Mm-hmm. That is happening, like, yesterday they announced it.
And Lori,
so they're trying to come up with the proper definition that can be used, not this insanity. And did you know, I just want to say one thing, Connecticut wrote the law on this nationally. I mean, that's Connecticut's law is being used across the country to further this transgender cultural Marxist define nature and denying everything that we know and that is true.
Yeah, you
the
know,
gender identity.
Lori, one thing I wanted to, you said something that I think needs a little further explanation in the couple of minutes we have left. State by state, there are states that if you want to compete, or like you say, compete in an event as a woman when you're really a guy, or do something different, you know, use the bathroom differently, there are states where there are requirements for a certain amount of time of hormonal therapy and things like that, doctor supervision and all this. But am I correct to assume here that Connecticut is wide open? There doesn't need to be any sort of even medical consultation here?
Well, there doesn't have to be. It says right now Connecticut's law is gender identity means a person's gender-related identity, appearance, or behavior. It doesn't matter about biology means nothing. They have thrown biology, science, facts out the door. It's just what a person feels like they are at any point in time.
Can I tell you
that's
something?
That's what Connecticut's law is.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Common sense. That's ridiculous.
Well, you've got girls that this is discriminating against girls. If they want to start transgender sports teams where all the transgenders can get together and compete against each other, I'm for that. Fine. Knock yourself out. You want to do that. But don't take away other people's rights. Don't take away these girls' rights to play any sport they want and have a chance to win. I mean, these transgender men are actually hurting.
Yeah.
The girls are afraid.
Yeah.
To wrestle a transgender male. They won't fight a transgender male, and they can't win against
you're
a
right,
male.
Lori. There are cases locally and nationally where a female wrestler will forfeit the match
because
she doesn't want...
Absolutely.
And Lori, there was knowing you were coming on, we were talking about this earlier, there was a story, a very good story the Hartford Courant did several months ago, echoing what you said about some girls who were very angry that they were defeated by, you know, males transgendering in the state girls high school track championship.
Well, it's all over. This is all the United Nations cultural Marxist philosophy. This is coming from the UN. This, if you go to the UN website and look up gender, you will find that Connecticut has adopted not only the United Nations gender philosophy, but Common Core comes from the United Nations.
Well,
and Common Core is failing. Connecticut has adopted every global communist policy coming out of the UN to destroy our country and our identity, our culture, who we are.
The next time we meet you, we're going to get into that, okay? The next time we meet you, which will be next week.
Just to let you know, Boston Marathon now says trans women can compete as women.
Oh, okay.
Boston Marathon. That means we're never going to have a woman win the Boston Marathon again.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. Against the male.
Hey, thanks for the visit. Thanks for the controversy, I'll tell you.
Thanks, Lori.
And thanks for the truth.
Have a great day, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
743.